This is the Shofar Wire. Sound the alarm, report the truth. Here is what you need to know. Hearken, O Israel, for the hand of Edom is revealed not in armies and borders alone, but in the very vessels they offer for healing. Understand this. The serpent's rod, the caduceus, symbol of their twisted medicine, is a mark of dominion, a tool of sorcery disguised as salvation. Yahuwah has long warned against seeking counsel from those who claim to know life, yet walk in darkness, as it is written in Isaiah 8:19-20. The reports are cascading, freedoms curtailed, alliances fracturing, strife escalating. Look beyond the headlines, beyond the political maneuvering. These are symptoms, not the disease. The true plague is a spiritual one, delivered through systems built on deceit and control. Revelation 18 speaks of Babylon's fall, a fall fueled by sorceries or pharmakeia. This is not merely ancient superstition. It is the manipulation of life's very building blocks, offered as a panacea while delivering only bondage. Consider the current age, a global system promising health, yet simultaneously eroding true wellness. A system that profits from sickness, not cure. A system that dictates what enters the body and increasingly what is allowed to be believed. Is this not the very definition of sorcery, the attempt to control life through forbidden knowledge? Yahuwah declares in Deuteronomy 18:10-12 that those who practice divination, sorcery, and offer sacrifices to other gods are an abomination. The modern temple of this abomination is not built of stone and mortar, but of algorithms and influence, and its priests are those who peddle false promises of security and longevity. Edom's poison flows freely, disguised as progress, and Israel must discern the truth before it is too late. The serpent's kiss is subtle, but its venom is deadly. The nations reel. Edom's grip tightens, yet its foundations crumble before Yahuwah's righteous judgment. Look around you, people of Israel. Witness the discord, the fracturing alliances, the blatant oppression. These are not anomalies. These are the birth pangs of a world system facing its appointed end. Obadiah proclaims Edom's arrogance will be brought low, that they will be utterly destroyed, as it is written in Obadiah 1:3-4. We are witnessing this now. The arrogance of Edom, their belief in their own strength and ingenuity, is blinding them to the inevitable. They build their towers to the heavens, but Yahuwah will scatter them across the earth. Edom doesn't merely seek to dominate our lands. It seeks to poison the minds of our children. Its schools are factories of assimilation, designed to sever the seed of Jacob from its roots. They teach a history divorced from the truth of our covenant. They instill values antithetical to the Torah. They cultivate loyalty to Babylon, not to Yahuwah. Consider the reports flooding in. Press freedom eroding in Edom's core nations. Escalating strife masked by empty ceremonies. Oppression of indigenous populations carried out with callous disregard. This is the fruit of a system built on lies and sustained by injustice. And it is this system that seeks to mold the hearts and minds of your children, to erase their heritage and replace it with a fabricated narrative. Yahuwah commanded us in Deuteronomy 6:6-7 to diligently teach His commandments to our children, to bind them as a sign upon our hand and as frontlets between our eyes, to speak of them when we sit, when we walk, when we lie down, and when we rise. This is not a suggestion. This is a command, a sacred duty. For generations, we have entrusted the education of our children to those who do not share our faith, to those who actively seek to undermine our covenant. This must end. We must reclaim our responsibility, establish schools rooted in truth, and raise a generation that knows and obeys the word of Yahuwah. The seed of Jacob must be kept pure, lest it be scattered and lost forever. Israel, hear the voice of the watchman. The earth is not silent. She groans under the weight of Yahuwah's righteous judgment, and the tremors are not merely geological. They are a prophetic echo of what was foretold. Remember the words of Yahusha in the Olivet Discourse, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines and troubles. Matthew 24:7. These are not isolated incidents, but signs, birth pangs preceding the culmination of the age. The earth itself cries out against the wickedness of Edom, against the corruption that has spread across the nations. The very foundations are shaking, and the storm is coming. Observe the nations, especially Edom and her modern manifestations. Do you not see a pattern of disruption, a deliberate fracturing of order? The hand of Edom is evident in the chaos, in the fomenting of discord amongst the nations. We have reported extensively on Edom's crumbling foundations, her babel of information collapsing under the weight of its own deceit, her alliances forged in vanity, her military aggression against the defenseless. These are not accidents. These are orchestrated movements, driven by a spirit of defiance against the Most High. Consider the recent reports from Indonesia, the targeting of indigenous populations by the military, a clear echo of ancient oppression. This is Edom's cruelty manifested in a new form. The disregard for life, the trampling of justice, these are hallmarks of a people under judgment. As it was in the days of old, so it is now. Yahuwah remembers the arrogance of Edom, the cutting down of his brethren, the rejoicing over their misfortune, and he will repay them in kind. The harvest of wrath is upon us, and Edom will reap what it has sown. The shofar sounds in the tremors, a warning to the righteous and a condemnation of the wicked. The time of reckoning is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.